Here's Andy Burcham with This Week in Auburn Baseball.
Welcome to This Week in Auburn Baseball. The Tigers are on the road this week playing in Madison, Alabama on Tuesday night at 6 against Troy at Toyota Field. And then Auburn opens Southeastern Conference play this Friday at Vanderbilt, coming off of a series win against Austin Peay. We're joined now by Tigers head coach Butch Thompson. You and I talked in the pregame show on Sunday, Coach. Just didn't know how this ball club would respond to a loss on Saturday. And boy, it responded and then some on Sunday. Congratulations on the series win against a good Austin Peay ball club, Coach.
Yeah, really, a winning week, but a challenging week, Andy. You know, just dropping a game because of weather there and getting to play Air Force on an early start on Wednesday, I think. And then this Austin Peay club, one of the hottest clubs in the country, coming in, scoring just shy of 10 runs a game. And they showed out for a game. But all in all, our guys hung in there. Just the weather, health, a lot of adversity. This was one of those weeks that everybody doesn't get to see behind the scenes of some things that are going on in our program. So it was a lot this week. So I thought our players did a competitive job. Everybody gets to see what happens on the field, not everything that happens behind it. So I think all in all, it was a challenging week, but a week that guys just kind of rallied and stayed in the fight and found a way to go 3-1 this week. But, we get ready and excited, like you mentioned, of hitting the road. So we'll have to hit the road this entire week to have success coming forward.
One of the challenges was weather, to be sure. As you mentioned, you lost that one game to Air Force, had to move the second game up into the middle of the day. You were facing an Air Force squad that had three Auburn high school players all starting out there in that game. The Tigers win that. And then a weekend series that had a little bit of everything. On Friday against Austin Peay, you jump out to a 5-0 lead. Austin Peay comes back to take the lead. And then dramatically, you get a two-run, two-strike homer from Christian Hall to tie it in the eighth. And then Mason Maynard leads off the ninth with a walk-off home run to win it. Saturday, not a lot went right for Auburn. Give credit to Austin Peay. And then Sunday, just a complete opposite for your ball club. It was a week that had a lot to unpack coming out of that 3-1 week, Coach.
Yeah, and the highlights, there's just, again, to put a bow on it, it was an honor to play Air Force. Those kids, those amazing kids, even those Auburn kids that we know, and have them come back and get to play. That kind of felt like a road game. Everybody from Auburn High School supporting those guys. We had a lot of opposition in our own ballpark, which was a little bit unique there, but that was an amazing experience for sure. And then Austin Peay was just we had advertised it like an SEC weekend. It felt like it. It played out that way. It was dramatic. Hall and Maynard, those were two real swings that, you need to get some of those swings off. That timely hitting category has got to show up for you. And then Armstrong and Bauman settled that ball game. When that game got back to one-run game and getting back tied, that was a lot of good work there that last third of the ball game by Armstrong and Bauman, two trustworthy pieces that we're going to need to have success. And they did their job. And game two, as miserable as that was, you get behind a great team like that, and if you're not going to expend any more pitches because you're here to win a series, and we needed some guys to step up and keep us closer, and it got away from us, and we were not interested in using any more arms and trying to think about, winning a series on Sunday, which was yesterday, and that one got away from us. Highlight for me was Ike Irish throwing out three runners. I thought that was really positive. And then I talked about challenges that you can see that you can't see, and understand that gap by Joseph Gonzalez. You can see why we're desperately would love to have him back and fill a piece to make us more complete pitching staff. And that was a challenge without him, and still winning a series without him being a part of it, I think at the end of the day is positive. And then game three, one of the under the weather guys, Herbert Holtz, got 60 pitches, hung in there. I thought made some pitches after being bit early, in the first inning. And then Tilly, the freshman, did an amazing job of just spotting a good fastball and not overthrowing it, but just hitting spots and really getting through some crucial innings there. And then McMurray was a leader yesterday with Pierce out again. Just absolutely was amazing. And every single at bat led our ball club in a big way. Gavin Miller, the five RBIs and the grand slam. Cooper Weiss continues. He had a torrid week, and he just continues to be an energy provider and playing for us. And then the whole lineup, we scored every inning yesterday. Our guys were really focused, and I said less and watched them more, and they absolutely performed incredibly. And then a couple of really nice things that are storylines for me personally, and the perseverance of some of our players. Ben Shore making his first appearance ever, coming as a catcher, moving to becoming a pitcher, breaking down, having surgery. We lost his amazing dad last year, so as he's part of our family, going through something like that with him and his amazing mom, how special that was. It was only three pitches and a strikeout, but those are the good things. Those are the things that are bigger than ball. Tyler Malden getting in this weekend after redshirting last year and getting in back-to-back games and hitting the ball hard twice, got a hit, lined out to shortstop, and got on the field some yesterday. Cade Ballew with his first home run. You know, the Auburn product had been 0-for-4. He had a start on Saturday, but then he steps up to the plate. And so in his first five at-bats, gets his first collegiate home run. Nelson Copeland, a lot of two lefties that threw a lot last year, got out there late in the ball game for us. Thought that was important. We're going to need as much depth as we possibly can. So that was good to get them out there in the ball game. But those were some of the guys that got in the game that was pretty neat.
All right, here's the week for the Tigers. Auburn goes to Madison to play Troy at the Trash Pandas home stadium. This has become a terrific neutral site game for Auburn. This will be the third straight year that Auburn plays there. And then on the road this weekend to open, oh, by the way, Southeastern Conference play against Vandy. Coach, let's take it game and series at a time. And you know that you're going to get a very, very tough game against Troy no matter where the game is played, if it's Auburn, if it's Troy, or on a neutral site like Tuesday night.
Yeah, and you got one of our guys that started in a College World Series game in 22, and Mikey Bello is down at Troy. But Skylar Mead has done an amazing job as a head coach there. That's a regional team last year. Every indication of preparing for them again is it's another stacked team with a lineup and power and a lot of pitching depth. Skylar's a pitching coach by trade, was at South Carolina most recently, I guess, coming to Troy. And he has absolutely made Troy a looking like a perennial regional team, postseason team in a short period of time. So done an amazing job getting to play in Huntsville. I think it's just good for the state of college baseball in Alabama when two teams of that quality and we're moving around the state. And that's a tough one to go 4 hours, but you have to understand we have amazing Auburn alumni and unbelievable support. It's been like a home game. That's been a series once we did it one time. We're like, we've got to go to Huntsville because people love baseball. There's enough people that love Auburn that they absolutely pack that stadium and create a great environment. And that's what we're trying to do for our guys and continue to build baseball in the state of Alabama.
Back home for a day and then get back on the road for the weekend. And, oh, by the way, you open Southeastern Conference play at Vanderbilt. You talk about a perennial power, certainly Vanderbilt is one of those, and that's how you start SEC play, on the road, coach, in Nashville.
Yep, of course we do. I think we started Arkansas last year, and we're excited. You know, in Auburn's men basketball, I think you guys have the tournament up there in Nashville, so hopefully there'll be a lot of Auburn people up there to be there to support us. So Auburn's going to Nashville this weekend. You know, a top 10 team for sure. A lot of speed playing on that turf. Which I don't think we've played on turf yet this year. So that's always things that I think about. Coach Corbin just won his 1,000th game there. It's a pretty big deal, just over 20 years. They do the little things so well, and those little things turn into big things. So the fight for 90 feet, the ability to finish sequences, you know, just playing a very, very solid ball club. And like I said, you can't play a new brand of ball. We just have to continue to do what we're doing and hopefully get some guys with our feet back underneath us. I think we're about 10 or 11 guys already that won't make the trip that's on the team that won't go to Huntsville tomorrow. So we got this week to absolutely try to get our feet back underneath us. That's where I was thankful to survive last week. And, you know, the schedule don't stop. You can't pause and get everybody back together. You're just kind of one day at a time here. So tomorrow will be a huge challenge for us. The coaches will have to go recruit on Wednesday. It's that time of the year now that March has started. So we'll have three or four coaches on the road on Wednesday, and then we'll head out Thursday morning, going back up to Nashville, practicing, and then getting ready for a huge, huge first series.
Do you know how you will pitch it this weekend, Coach, at this point?
No, I think also setting in that one spot, that's been pretty consistent. What do you do with Myers? Do you keep him like we moved him up to game two this past weekend, or do we put him back in a game three? Herbert Hopes is an option, but we're waiting today, honestly, to see how Joseph Gonzalez throws. It'll be live at bats today to some guys, and that's going to tell the tale. Can we put Joseph back in that rotation, or do we need to do something else? I know Myers and Weiss, and there are some new guys that will come up and won't be able to make the trip this week. And hopefully you get a Pierce back, but I haven't seen him since Friday. So hopefully we just keep navigating. But Joseph throwing today is going to do a lot to go to that rotation. You know, what do we do behind Alsop? We'll probably have to wait another day and see how guys are responding.
As you kind of get to that first point of the season, your non-conference weekend play is now complete. You start Southeastern Conference play on Friday. By the way, game times in Nashville, 6 o'clock on Friday, 2 o'clock on Saturday, and 1 o'clock on Sunday. What have you learned about your ball club as you get ready for Southeastern Conference play, Coach?
Just a trustworthy group. I think they're connected. I think coaches like to say that, and you'd rather have them connected than disconnected for sure. But I trust some of these pieces. Yesterday was huge from that standpoint of, like, if I can say less and we're just, you know, talk doesn't really mean anything right here. It's more about the execution of what we're doing. You can tell when you stand before a group if they're listening to you, if they make eye contact, if they're receptive. I think we have that. I think we have enough pieces that that we can get a big hit when it matters. We can hit a home run. We've been wanting to have more timely hitting with runners on base. That definitely happened yesterday. Can that carry over into a new week? I sure hope so. You know, we've been pretty consistent with who we've pitched and when we've pitched them, but we need to pitch better. And instead of trying to go back and get 2 more miles per hour, can we get, you know, 2 more percentage points of better command? Because you see in a Cam Tilly that, you know, can throw a ball 94, 95, but was at 90, 91 yesterday and hit that spot, and how you can be rewarded for that even more. So I don't think all the pitching pieces are pitching up to their potential and what we believe they can do and what they've done in the past. Maybe their track record says. So I think there's still some work to be done from the pitching side. I think the defense has been great. I hope Saturday was an anomaly. It felt like it. That's been one game where I feel like it was just porous. Other than that, I feel like we can absolutely defend the field. And you'd hope that that would show up. We had a bunch of weather and wind and stuff to contend with this week as well that made it a little more challenging for balls in the air for both sides. But I believe in our defense. I just think it's continuing to – as we start SEC play, there's nothing should change. And those are the challenges that you hit, is if you got a ball club that, like, they got to turn on another switch or go to something extra. We just need to do what we do better. We're closing in on what our identity is much, much more. And you're always chasing the pitching piece. So continuing to figure out pitching, stay consistent on defense, and, you know, this lineup, everybody continue to try to contribute.
Thank you for the visit. Safe travels this week. Look forward to seeing you at the ballpark. War Eagle.
War Eagle.
Tigers head coach Butch Thompson on This Week in Auburn Baseball.